Seven.
What's your toughness?
Five.
You're shaking.
I'm shaking.
Ruth! Alright, so
well, gunfire,
you two noticed that he went, oh crap, and shot someone. Do you guys go hostile?
I
probably. You're like, shit.
I draw my axe.
He's been shot. Do you go hostile?
Throw the court.
Wait, it's about it's them. It's
let
them.
Let me get to cards.
Them.
You're shaking. You have to unshake.
Oh. Hold
you
on.
You get to unshake on the king.
I do get to go.
Yeah, go ahead. Roll.
What is it? Vigor.
Vigor.
Right?
No, it's spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit. Same thing. For me.
You unshake with a ray. No, that's just an unshake. Yes, that's an unshake with a ray.
Yeah.
You get to act.
Hold on. Hold on.
Give me persuasion.
It's them. It's them. It's us.
Give me persuasion. You just need a four.
Yes.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
Bang! <Ooh. laughs> It's them. It's them. It's us. Boy, that's persuasive.
Are you doing a little dance with it?
Yeah.
However, a gunshot was just shot off. We walked 20 feet from the door.
All right, everyone, move out.
Should we run?
I will fire a couple more times.
Mark off two bullets.
I suppose we should probably run or something.
Take flight.
Okay. Now away from the building.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I shot you. Habit.
No harm done.
People pop around the corners when I'm on patrol, you know.
Yeah.
It happens. Usually people pop around the corners at the exact same time tend to be cabal.
Yes. You guys went very deeply undercover, it seems.
Yes.
Did you not think it would be instantaneous?
Both Anyana and Jacob are very good at going deep.
Ah.
Undercover.
What did you do in there?
I whittled and played cards while interrogating people.
Oh, so they were trying to teach me blackjack, I think it was.
She was trying to sleep with the leader.
Bed was a lot cleaner.
We had wondered about that.
He had big butts.
I'm so looking forward to telling everyone about you sleeping in a dirty bed. Oh my god!
I didn't actually sleep. There was bugs in it.
Oh, it's so cute.
Cute. I could have been bitten to death. Covered in red dots.
They wouldn't have noticed. Your skin's brown.
Slap it!
What I say?
It's best not to try and understand the mind of a woman.
That was rather insensitive. Unsensitive, yes.
What?
It's better not to have ever gotten through primary school.
What I say? apparently I said something.
So, well, here's the layout. There's...
Oh. Yes, we did. Did you like our ninja skills?
Not really.
You didn't like it?
Hmm? It's rather impulsive, if you don't mind me saying.
Well,
that was great.
I was against
hours.
It. But it actually turned out to, in our favor, so.
Well,
yes, it was good that you managed to get away unscratched, but still.
Hmm? Yes, as I said, I was against it, but it did turn out for the better.
He says his shoes wasn't meant for it.
Yes.
Yeah, his shoes got all squeaky on the ladder.
I told you they would.
Well, does anyone have any ideas for how we're going to take care of these guys?
Yeah, I said burn the building down. They said climb up the roof.
Well, yeah, since they haven't posted anyone, you know.
Yes, no one is allowed on top of the roof. And everyone is supposed to stay inside.
I suppose setting the building on fire would be the easiest way to keep, at least have them lose their base.
Yes, they would lose their
relocate.
They would lose their base, but yes, I'm sure they would find somewhere else to go. And if we were trying to ambush them or something, we would have a heck of a time trying to deal with, you know.
We could always bar the front door.
Yes, well,
don't necessarily want to cook people alive.
Looking,
throwing ideas out there.
Looking at this,
honestly, I would just rather take out the leader.
Well, looking at this layout. We could
kill everyone.
We can always rush in and bar these two doors and deal with you know, the small group there, and then, you know, go and not even have to worry about this side because they can't get through unless they, you know, break down the door or something. And that way we have, you know, half of them not have to do it.
You don't have to rush in. That's quite obvious. And everyone has the weapons.
Yeah, how do you they propose we get
armor.
Back there?
Yes, well...
You want to kill the leader. How do we get to him?
Stone chip through the wall.
Totally, yes.
Yeah. Tyler's not here. We don't
or
have
teleport.
We don't have any explosives, and I would be against probably most destructive things, including setting the building on fire. That seems like it would be some unnecessary property damage.
You're unnecessary.
I mean, think of whoever owns this warehouse that
probably
these
him.
People are squatting.
Yeah, it's probably the guy.
Oh, heavens no, he can't own things. He's Japanese.
Right. I suppose I can't say anything because at this point...
The two Englishmen are like... Why?
No,
well, everyone else in the group's like...
I don't know. America still has some pretty...
Yeah, that's true. Even in America. What? Who are you? You're not like me. Do you speak English? Oh, you are English. You speak American? I can't understand you, what with all your et-whats and who's-its and... No, I don't want your fish. I don't care about your queen.
What? You said what?
Step.
Yeah, America currently has some pretty fantastic racism going on.
Dude, it's the world. Everyone's racist. In 1892. It's the culture.
Yeah, it's true. Well, how did you get access to... Was there only one access to the rooftop?
Yeah, it was just a little ladder, and then
and
there was
a hatch. And then there was a hatch heading down.
Where was the hatch in position to the warehouse?
Like in the center of it.
Like, yeah, pretty much
so
in the center.
Above the kitchen?
Maybe. Or, I don't know, we didn't go down.
Be right by here.
Roughly. Actually, there's the ladder in there.
Yeah, he showed. He drew it on there, but...
Yeah.
Kitchen?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. What would that roll be to determine where...
Just smarts check. Well, no, you guys haven't seen the inside. You have no idea where
it'd
be.
That's what they were in there for.
If they saw it, they would be able to make a smart check. You two have no idea.
Okay.
You'd have to be able to get up there and then look. Then your 10 would take effect. Unless you're bribing me with something. I'm always open for bribing.
I feed you?
No. I feed you all the time. I cook, I clean, I take care of your animals. No, you gotta go above and beyond that.
I hate you. I love you.
I hate you.
Wedding ring.
Girl,
wedding ring.
That was so annoying, just in Fable 1. Wedding ring.
Who the hell are you?
Do I know you? You know, all the other girls said their men gave them wedding rings. I was like... This is the first time I've been to this town.
Wedding ring.
What? If I wasn't going for the pure good alignment, I'd just start butchering people.
I'd just start marrying people. And then butchering them.
Life insurance!
Or in this case, Temple of Darkness.
I like that. I make a habit of marrying people and sacrificing them at the Temple of Darkness. Did you actually eat that baby chick? Oh, it was alive and everything. Oh, that's just so... Oh! I was like, what? Delicious baby crunchy chick.
Yeah, the Temples of Darkness have never really been particularly evil.
Except in Fable 2, if you go the good route, because then they summon demons and shit. But if you join them, they're putzes.
The only person who could actually call any level of actual evil is Reaver. Oh, Reaver. I'm continuing to play the Fable series just so I can find when I can finally kill you. Stupid Reaver.
I do agree with Yahtzee's annoyance. The fact that heroic being a hero has basically become a bloodline thing in that game.
It's having some sort of genetic implication of having a master species. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Heroism is passed on a bloodline as opposed to all the other people who are actually doing the work.
You know, and that was never... That wasn't prevalent at all in Fable 1.
Yeah, it was only in Fable 2 where bloodlines started entering the mix.
And even then, it wasn't very... Well,
it was because they killed all the... Because
the other heroes were douche monkeys.
Yeah,
well, no. The heroes from Fable 1 were actually fairly nice.
Some of them.
Thunder was a pain in the ass.
Thunder was a douche.
I like the guy with the bandages.
Scythe.
He was okay.
He was an immortal, not really a hero. He's like the same as your sister.
No, she's an oracle.
No, she's a plot device.
Yeah, true. In 2, she was an annoying mastermind who I wanted to stab.
In number 3, she's just the plot string.
Yeah.
Anywho, she's still alive in 3.
Yeah,
I thought it was a lot.
She's immortal.
Later than
No, actually, you're the child of number 2's character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can build off the previous game. The only recognition that your parent has is you are definitely the son of your mother.
Yeah,
and that's like the whole of it.
No, I thought if you were a guy, it was the son of your father's son. Basically,
yeah,
yeah. I thought it was interesting, like. Then they mentioned mother for my character. I'm like,
You are your mother's daughter. Meh. That's the only implication your previous game had.
I guess that means that the children I adopted would never be heroes.
Because they do not share your genetic blood.
No, obviously they do. They're actually your child, you just didn't realize you got pregnant for 9 months at one point.
Oh, towards the end of that game, time just sped on through. I went through a year, like, in a few days.
Yeah, remember the end of Fable 3, and then the game spontaneously jumps forward 135 days.
Apparently the king went to a coma for 5 months. So much potential. So much squandering of potential.
Isn't that what the Fable games are about at this point?
Yeah, Fable 1 was freaking awesome. Fable 2s and 3, I'm just kind of like, come on, guys. Really? I gave up 1,000,000 gold or resurrected my family for a statue?
I always resurrected my family.
I didn't. At one point I was like, I should resurrect my family. Then I'm like, I hate my family. No, keep them dead.
No, I resurrect my family for the implication that my sister is brought back to life. Not for my freaking wife or kid.
Because then you probably butcher that map.
They count the sacrifices.
No, I butcher them, and then I proceed to go eat a few pieces of some vegetables or tofu.
Yeah.
Oh, he brutally murdered his family, but he eats well.
But his taste in tofu is excellent.
He's always eating the nicest things.
God, that game is so confusing in that respect.
I wish they stuck with the RPG feel of Fable and sort of try to get away from it in 3.
Anyways,
what I suggest is that maybe the 3 of us can go back through the door, saying that we couldn't find you. You guys escaped via boat, or something, because we are on a dock. Well, the rest of you come from the hatch above. I can look up there and try and. We can look at it and see where it actually is. Because if it's in the kitchen, it's not going to help us at all. Not really, at least. Could be in the hallway.
Well, perhaps you look. Perhaps you could leverage yourself a little higher in the hierarchy or something.
Hold on. Where it says, could we fire off a couple more shots?
Sure.
Yeah, basically it's just to give the illusion that there's still fighting going on.
And you can say you bagged someone or something and we fell in the water.
I'm sorry, sir, they cinematically fell in water. We know they're dead.
We can't swim.
We don't want to go in after them because we know as soon as someone touches water, they're gone. Oh, no, I got you.
Just look at the end of the last Bourne movie.
I stopped watching the Bourne movie because I was tired of the camera going, yeah! I'm like,
no. He gets shot off a rooftop and plummets into the water. You think he's dead, and then the very last scene is him swimming away.
Whenever someone hits the water, you just need to shoot the water somewhere.
Or a lot of oil and catch it on fire.
No, I think that did happen at one point in the Bourne movies. He just swam under the fire.
Well, you have to do it afterwards, because that way, because he doesn't probably have a hold enough breath when he hits the water.
Well, it's Jason Bourne. He can hold his breath for like 50 minutes.
Okay, so we light it on fire and have a netted area to escape.
He's Guybrush Threepwood. He can hold his breath for 10 minutes. That's his only pirate skill. The pirate lords aren't particularly impressed.
Anywho. All right.
I liked that game.
Which game?
Secret of Monkey Island.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's an awesome game.
Anywho.
You should have clipped the thing off the bottom of his foot, by the way.
Oh.
He's not supposed to have a peg leg.
Oh. Well, I figured it was like he was walking. You know. So when it's painted, it'll be like he's like taking a step. I figured it was cool.
Yeah, that's fine. Looks like he's in motion.
Yeah.
Waddling.
Yeah. Well,
they waddle anyway.
Yeah. That's what the dreadnoughts do.
It's a
dread. The dreadnoughts waddle?
Yeah, they do kind of waddle.
Alright, so we're going back in, lying our asses off, and trying to figure out where the trapdoor comes in so we can lead it in. Lead an assassination attempt on their boss.
That sounds about right.
Alright, anything else we need to add?
No dying.
Yeah, try not to die. It's always bad.
How quickly do we want to do this? That's another question.
I kind of like get some sleep tonight, so as soon as possible seems best.
I don't want to sleep here.
We don't have to sleep there if we kill the boss first.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Alright, I turn into a
jet. I suppose we don't know anything about him. So.
Well, if you guys.
There's nothing we can really predict.
Yes. Well, we know he's Japanese. We know he's. He leads a group around.
We don't. He didn't seem to be too much of a stereotype and had a katana or anything like that. That's one of the things that drove me insane about the Predators movie. Of course, the Yakuza guy finds a.
An ancient katana,
which he then takes off his shirt and has an epic battle in the middle of a meadow against a predator. I'm like, really? Really? Thanks.
It is. it's really racist, but it is pretty epic.
Everyone with fighting skills, please go. Fencing.
Yeah, I like Star Trek. New Star Trek was awesome.
Anywho, and then for some reason he had a fold-out katana.
Yeah, when I was awesome. Like, that's fencing?
Technically, kendo translates to fencing.
Technically, I suppose it would translate to that. Technically.
Can we just finish this game?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember which deck I'm using.
You were using the Savage Worlds one.
Yeah, considering it's not shuffled.
Neither was this one.
Oh. Well, then you didn't draw I don't know, then.
The Savage Worlds, you did draw a Joker for the boss.
Like a boss.
No, but you also...
The first time.
You also drew those cards when Ruby... We almost shot Ryan.
Ruda.
Yes.
Ruda almost shot Ryan.
That's right. All right. Because
he's... Side tangents.
All right. And break!
Okay, so wait. So you guys are going to go in and see where the hatch goes and then get back out somehow?
Why don't we just go in the hatch?
Yeah, I figure you guys can just peek.
Okay.
Why don't we just all go in the hatch?
Well, it may be nice to have some people around already. Like, you know, so we're not all pouring in from this one little area so they can all, you know, we're not funneled.
It is more strategically sound to have us in two places rather than one.
Yes.
All right. Any other objections? Bruno? Tony?
I still want to let the building on fire.
That'll be our beta plan.
Do you like fire?
It's alright. You know, most things go better with fire.
Everything is worse with bears, though.
Yeah. But what if you? But what if you had flaming ice cream?
What if you had bears on fire?
I don't know. Would you?
Yes.
It's ice cream.
Yes, because you set it on fire and it'll melt.
Huh. Anyway. All right. So, basically, what I've got is you three are sneaking back in.
Well, not so much sneaking as walking.
Okay. Can I shoot one of you?
No. Here, we'll claim this was caused during the fight.
Okay.
Because I still have a wound from the mishap on the...
You three are going to be sneaking up here. Now, they, of course, won't think too much about it. You get him?
Yeah!
Alright, who's opening the hatch?
I would.
It's locked from the other side. Like padlock styled. You kind of lift up and go, clunk.
Huh. How did they get... I assume they just came out and went on that... That's really counterintuitive.
How?
They locked it when they locked down.
Yeah, they locked it. They basically put a bar on the other side of this hatch.
That makes sense.
Alright, so I guess we go try and locate the hatch.
Yeah, well...
That was kind of the plan.
You don't see any hatch here, or in the hallway.
Is it in the bathroom?
It's not in the bathroom.
Okay, so that's where the hatch is.
Beyond the keypad door.
Alright, do we want to knock and then try and ambush them?
Oh, this is going great.
Well, what do we want to say when we knock?
Housekeeping.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
You Bruce Willis now?
Yippee-ki-yay. Or, are you feeling lucky?
It's a trick. They're all of the chambers have bullets.
I suppose I could go to them as not eager that I finally killed someone and that we get our tax. What's they call it?
Ruta, any ideas?
Sounds good to me.
What is this hatch made of? Metal?
Mm-hmm. Just iron.
What is the roof made of?
Probably iron, or sheets of metal.
Sheets of metal. Okay.
So we're not riveted together.
Would it be easy to, bust through or cut through?
You definitely need some actual, maybe something like a hatchet or an axe.
And that would make a lot of noise.
It'd take a lot of time.
Yeah.
Sword cane definitely wouldn't do it. I don't think bolts would do it. Knives certainly wouldn't do it.
Alright. Well, any ideas? You?
Nope.
Tony?
Set the building on fire. He said that was plan B.
No, I said that was plan beta.
He did say plan beta.
What's the difference between beta and B?
The ETA.
One is Greek, actually.
Latin.
I don't know.
I don't care.
Actually, it's Greek.
Is it
Greek? Yeah, it's Greek house.
Sorry, Dinon isn't with us.
It's their alphabet. Alpha, beta.
Hey,
Gamma. Gamma. I don't know
what's
nice. I don't know Greek. Alright. Well, simultaneously, they're puzzled about the lock.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should just go in the front, then?
And fight 15 dudes.
Hmm?
Yeah. I told you what we were doing.
Jessica's in the lead right now.
You knock on the door. What?
They're all excited that I finally killed them.
Good job.
When do I get our tats? Have you earned our tats yet? How many more do I have to kill?
How many were there?
Four.
I'd say that's good enough for you and your buds.
Really?
Yeah, you just have to go down to the tat shop.
Where's that?
Down the block.
Okay. The stylized X.
Okay.
I don't know how to do tattoos.
Alright, time out here, I guess. Was the plan, like, Runa and I force our way in while you're talking, or are you just
no,
going
to... No, I was supposed to act as a distraction as the guys came from the hatch.
the sun.
However, we're at a pause point. It's like, well, I'm distracting.
Maybe if we all jump on top of the hatch and bust through.
Can we hear this at all?
Can we notice, Jake? Probably at a minus two. No, sure doesn't notice anything.
14?
Yep, that sounds like they've encountered some sort of hatch, you're guessing iron, with probably an iron bar. It seems to be probably about a three quarters to an inch thick of probably iron produced somewhere where you'd say probably lower France. Smelt it in
It's like, it's suddenly, I hear that, but I'm suddenly distracted. Where do I get all this?
Like, how did I...
If you notice,
what
I do.
Book did I read?
I do this all the time because I did it when we were also trying to sneak onto the ship, too. I think the hatch is locked. I hear them trying to get through it.
So when's the best time to get an appointment?
In the morning. It's like midnight, lady. Go get some sleep.
I like midnight time.
Well, we're counting money back here, okay? We're kind of busy.
You know?
No. You just got your tat. You're not allowed to count money until you get higher up. Tell her to go away. Boss says to go away.
I suppose I listen to the boss.
That's right.
I said the boss. Oh,
my. He tries to intimidate her. Am I bigger than him?
He's got a strength of D8. He's not brawny, though.
What's his vigor?
D8.
Okay, so I am bigger than him.
Yeah.
I glare him down when he tries to intimidate her.
He actually looks fairly trained, is the problem. He's also stout-hearted.
So am I.
Where are you from?
Did we establish New Mexico?
Nevada.
Nevada?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's pussies. Real men live in the West.
Guy back there's like, woo! Shut up! Slay.
Alright,
And the Americans go back to polishing their guns. Oh, yeah.
So they're not counting money, the boss is counting money.
Welcome to the gunch.
Well, I think they're locked out. I heard the trapdoor trying to strain against the metal bar. The trapdoor is about 3/4 inch thick, made of iron. Barred by an iron bar. This metal was produced in Lower France.
You know, if you knew where it was, you could have told us.
I didn't know where it was until I heard it.
What?
It was from basically in here.
It's my superpower.
You mutant?
No, I was bitten by a radioactive iron door.
You're American.
America.
Fuck yeah.
Where the radioactive iron doors roam free.